Our guest in the cafe this morning is Pud Kearns with House Warmers Greenville. Good morning.
Morning.
Well, late summer with fall somewhat on the horizon here.
Yes. Yes. You know, it's here we are. It's football season, school starting. It's kind of that beginning of a new year.
Right. So there are some events that are taking place in the late summer and going into the fall in downtown Greenville. Well, all over Greenville, as a matter of fact. You mentioned something to me that you're interested in, and we're still trying to kind of figure this thing out. It's something that the Audie Murphy American Cotton Museum folks are doing.
Two things that Audie Murphy has going on, and they are literally a week apart.
That's right.
The first one is their annual Heritage Dinner, which is their big fundraiser every year. Uh-huh. And that is at Fletcher Warren Civic Center on August 24th, which is a Saturday. It includes dinner, silent auction, and this year the entertainment is the Board Arc Dixieland Band.
Great.
So it's kind of a Mardi Gras theme this year.
And they are. This is the guys that play at the Bodark Bash.
Yeah,
I think.
And yeah. They're great.
They're terrific.
Yeah.
So the Mardi Gras theme there, and then that is again Saturday, August 24, 6:30, at Fletcher Warren, and then a week later, August 31st, and this is a 10 in the morning to 1 in the afternoon thing, something called a Munzee at the museum.
Yes. Now, I have tried to read up on this so I can answer questions about it from people like you and everybody else. And the best I can figure is this is the next thing after geocaching and Pokewalks.
Okay.
You get an app from Munzee.com, and then you can find QR codes and scan them, and I think it's going to bring up information about different things, and then you can get points for it. And from what Susan has told me at the museum, their idea is to get people to come to the museum, and they're going to have that opportunity. And then they're also going to get to learn about things at the museum, which I think is great.
Yeah, great
Very
idea.
Very clever.
Kind of a high-tech scavenger hunt.
Yes.
Is what they're doing there.
Yes. And along the way, you're going to learn a little bit about Hunt County history while you're at it.
Very good. So that is, that's 10 a.m. in the morning, Saturday, August 31st. What else? Greenville Chamber is having their event on, this is a charity golf classic, Friday, September 6th at Webb Hill.
Right. You've also got Mickey Gilley coming.
Right.
Which is on August 24th. He's going to be performing at the GMA, and I think that's has promise of being an exciting concert.
Yeah, I'm jumping ahead a little bit, but August 24th, which is a Saturday evening, right?
Right.
Yeah. Mickey Gear, the great legendary country music performer, and a cousin of Jerry Lee Lewis?
Yes. You're right about that.
Interesting family there.
Yes, it is. And right before that is the Downtown Stroll, which is starting from 3 until 7 when a lot of the different stores, businesses, and things in downtown are open. This is a reschedule. It was originally planned for late June, and it was to be done, and we had the storms that came through, and downtown was still recovering, and there was just simply no way they could do it.
Downtown has been hit hard.
They've been slammed, but you know they're tough, and they're coming through.
Well, you had the fire also a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
So Mickey Gilley, August 24th, and I think tickets still available. That's a big haul.
Yes. Exactly.
You're not going to sell that out,
no.
But still tickets on sale.
We're
talking with Pud Kearns with House Warmers of Greenville, and I mentioned a few moments ago about the Chamber of Commerce, Golf Classic Friday, September 6th at Webb Hill Country Club. And something that caught my eye in your newsletter, I think, is interesting. Greenville Theater Works has a presentation of Noises Off. This is coming up, this must be September 13th to the 15th.
That's but tickets are already on sale.
A weekend.
Right.
Weekend performances. Honestly, I don't know that I'd heard of Greenville Theater Works.
Well, it's a new organization, and it's the brainchild of Kevin Banks, who is the director of the GMA and tourism director in Greenville. And he's working with Pip Bigford, who is actually Greenville Theater Works director there. And what they are doing is they decided that what we didn't have was a local theatrical series. We've got a lot of artists that come in. We've got the entertainment series. We've got the symphony, but for theater. And rather than try to do musicals, since the kids have done so well with the Greenville Family Theater and their musicals, they decided they would go with plays. And so this is the third one for this year. Noises Off is a screwball comedy that actually this is the most ambitious thing they've ever done because it's going to take place on a two-story rotating set, and they've got to build that thing.
Wow, that is an undertaking. It's a play within a play.
Yes, exactly, and just so funny because you know the first half you see the play. The second half, you see what's going on backstage during the play. Yeah. And so it's just really lots of fun.
Yeah. And then we saw, we're almost out of time, but we saw here recently that Greenville is trying a new event this year called the Lee Street Jamboree. And this is sort of taking the place of Rally Round Greenville. It's been around for a while. This will be the weekend of September 20th and 21st.
Yes. And they finally have announced the plans and the schedule this last week. And they are going to have the 200-meter mosey.
The 200-meter mosey.
Which is basically a 0.5K, which is going to go basically two blocks in downtown Greenville with a stop for coffee and donuts in between.
Well, they're going for the largest part of the population.
Oh, absolutely. Right. All of us underachievers there. And then that evening, they're going to have a terrific 80s cover band.
Okay.
Well.
So that's September 20th to the 21st. It's called Lee Street Jamboree. Lots going on. As
yes.
Pud, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Always enjoy it. Thank you.
Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.